Once more, friends in Christ, as we reflect on this year, trying to get into the Christmas spirit with all the difficulty that's around us, hear this word of St. Paul to the Galatians. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So, the last few weeks, we've been looking at how we actually already have the fruit of the Spirit. Once more, when we read Scripture, these are not qualifications of things that we have to earn or get in order to be in the Spirit or have God's Spirit within us. No. On our own doing, we could never be faithful on our own. We could never have pure peace or even patience. Thanks be to God, He gives us His Spirit to have those things. And again, we've so far talked about a few of these. Patience, peace, kindness. But remember tonight that all of these individual fruit, not fruits, but there is one fruit of the Spirit, they all go back to love. All these gifts, fruit of God, all go back to love. In order for us to have peace, patience, kindness, goodness, we must first learn to know that we are loved and that we can love one another. But tonight, we move forward, we press on. We are filled with goodness. So I want to challenge you a little bit. What does it mean to be good? And are you a good person? What do you think? Anybody want to raise your hand? Or let's just shout out some answers tonight. We'll make it easy for you. Give me some definitions. What does it mean to be good?
By whose standard?
By whose standard? Oh, he's answering the question with a question. Ooh. By whose standard? What does it mean to be good? Well, let's talk about God's standard. What does it mean to have goodness if it's a fruit of the Spirit? To love others. You're listening. It goes back to love. Love others as you would love yourself. Seems like it'd be a good way to start with being good. We sing around Christmas one of those famous Christmas songs, "Be good for goodness sake, Santa Claus is coming to town." What is goodness? Yeah. Sharing. Good answer. I like that answer. The wisdom of children. We'll get back to that one. That's a good answer. Anybody else? Goodness. At the end of every service here, we always say, God is good. What does that mean? How is God good? He's perfect. Okay. Some more good answers. Well, I won't beat around the bush too much. I'll give you some help. For those that have been diligent the last few weeks, and maybe if you're curious, on our welcome desk, you will have received a devotional that I put together for us, all about the fruit of the Spirit. If you're following along in today's devotional, you would have looked at goodness. Let's take a look. What did I write here? The fruit of the Spirit is goodness. It starts out with that psalm that we know familiar, that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want or shall not need anything. But he says, surely your goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. How is God good? And how does he give us that spirit of goodness? Today's devotion talks about that goodness is the selfless desire to be open-hearted and generous to others above what they deserve. I'll read it to you one more time, really slow. Goodness is the selfless desire to be open-hearted and generous to others above what they deserve. So you know what? our youngest of our answers, you are right on the money. It's about sharing. To be good means that you're willing to share, to give of yourself. Gratitude, we call it. Generosity. Or even hospitality. And don't we need a whole lot of that in our lives today? In fact, we are in the season of giving. A season of generosity. We love to give gifts to people around Christmas. Why? Because it's tradition? Maybe. Maybe it's because you just love to see the joy on a person's face, to know that they know you care about them and that you want to show that. That's generosity. That's goodness. Even if it's not a great gift or a good gift by people's standards. So goodness is that sharing capability that's in our heart. But it's not just about presents. Think of all the different ways that you and I share of ourselves, how we're generous of ourselves. It's not about gifts. It's not just about money. Think about your attention, direct, focused attention, especially when we're talking with one another, on the phone, at safe distances. How else do we show that same goodness? Think about it. It's a willingness for us to be open and generous, even to people when they don't even deserve it. And you and I have already done that in our lives, folks. I don't have to tell you to do this, because guess what? You already have the Spirit of the Almighty God dwelling within your heart. You have been claimed by God, bought and purchased with the blood of Christ. You have the Spirit of goodness. That's what drives you to want to do those fun and good things, especially around this time of year. But you know why? We talked in our scripture lessons a little bit tonight. First, about those urgings of St. Paul in Romans about letting love be genuine, holding fast to what is good, not being overcome by evil, never being conceited, never repaying evil for evil. And then we even heard about Jesus running into a guy that was the epitome of the opposite. He had so many possessions. He was doing the law, the will of God, but the one thing that held him up is he wasn't willing to give them up. He just couldn't bear it. All the things he worked hard for in life, he couldn't just sell and give away. That's all he had to build on. And he, by that definition, wasn't a good person at all, was he? But how can we remember that we are good? Not in our own standards. Not even me, not any of us are good people. Yes, we do good things, but deep down in our heart, we are filled with sin. We're born with it. The reason why you and I are good, that we can be called good people, is because God filled the Spirit of Jesus within you. And guess what? How did Jesus display the Spirit of goodness? He did share. He shared his time on earth. He was willing to be born in our flesh, to give us his attention, to walk with us, to share the pains, the joys with us. But even more than that, he was willing to share his very life with you. That's what Christmas is all about. That Jesus was born to die. He was born to show you love. And that's goodness. That's the greatest aspect of Christmas that we learn about. And so we remember that the goodness and mercy of our Lord will follow us, chase after us, pursue us even, all the days of our life. Why? Because you're good? Because God makes you good. Because he sees in you himself. He sees in you the very face of Jesus. So we might hear that song, Mary, Did You Know, that your baby boy would one day heal the sick, do all these wonderful good things. And Mary, did you know that when you look in the face of your baby that you see the face of God? But did you know that when I look into your face, when your spouses, your family, your friends, your other churchgoers look into your face, they see the face of God? That's pretty good. So we say today, God is good all the time. We'll hold on to that one till the end. So may the peace of God and the joy of God and the goodness of God bless and keep you now into life eternal. Amen.